Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.
And I'm joined in the studio by Joe Supple, a.k.a. the Holiday Doctor. And today, Joe is going to be chatting to us about his most recent trip, which was to...
Salou, very sunny Salou, very hot Salou.
Very hot Spain, full stop this year.
Yeah, I mean, temperatures have increased so much. I was talking to friends there recently, they're saying it's up at 42 degrees in parts of Spain at the moment. Oh. And then you're the opposite, you're in Madrid getting these amazing floods and stuff like that, which has just, you know, been horrendous for them. But yeah, it was my first time actually going to Salou, and also really going on a trip in August. Normally us travel journalists don't get a chance to get away in August, or you know, you go to a friend's home or something like that. So it's just, I was going with a group of friends, so I looked it up and I thought, yeah, Salou looks good. They've been there a couple of times themselves. So for people who haven't been there before, the flight time is about 2 hours 20 minutes. Ryanair flying to Roos Airport, which is about it's about 20 minutes transfer time down to, which is Costa Dorada is the main area there. It takes you to get into the centre of Salou. It's a beautiful resort. Now, Adrian, I made a mistake. I went when the Spanish holidays were on as well.
Ooh.
So you had all the
place
people...
was rammed, was it?
Absolutely crammed. You know, very, very much so. And especially, you know, people would sort of go from Barcelona down to Salou. It's that, you know, that type of thing. So the hotels were really, really full. The hotel I was staying in was the Salou Park 1, which was a 4-star hotel. Breakfast really good. Rooms really clean, but absolutely jammed with people, you know. That's the time, August time. Hmm. But then again, I suppose with families, you don't have much of a choice because, you know, you're trying to get your family holiday in. You know, for couples going down, I'm sure it changes completely after September. Kids have come back and it turns into a lovely, friendly, lively little resort. Great bars, great restaurants there. You know, typical, you have your Irish bars there as well, which was a bit of crack. You pop in and have a little pint, whatever. And you've got the most amazing beach bars as well. You can sit down, have a little cold beer, something like that. And again, you know, you're talking about sort of €2.53 a beer, which is very reasonable. And, you know, cocktails in around the 4 to 5. Eating and drinking out, you go to the restaurants there. Starters in around sort of €3 to €4. And main courses then, you're talking about 8, 10, 12, something like that. You know, we're being ripped off here, especially since the old VAT rates have gone up again. So, for people thinking about going down there, I actually booked it through Cassidy Travel, so they packaged it up. So I was looking at prices, and again, you're going to pay a premium when you're going in August, but I looked up prices there. So again, temperatures are really, really good over there at the moment. Flying from Dublin direct on the 12th of October, staying in a 3-star property, including your flights and your package for your hotel, €232 per person. Really good deal.
That's very good. Yeah, yeah, it really is.
You wouldn't get a night now in Wicklow in a hotel for that.
You
can
get
the moment.
One anywhere.
Yeah.
When does the season start to wrap up, or is it around the year season in Salou?
It's generally all year round. Yeah, I mean, because they have those beautiful temperatures there. I mean, temperatures are starting to drop now, which sort of makes it into a comfortable. When I was there, it was in around a sort of, you know, 30-35 degrees. It was hot on the beach. Obviously, you got a little bit of a nice breeze there, but you could be still going there October, November. And again, I remember last year, you know, in the Costa del Sol, they had the most amazing temperatures right through, I think a couple of wet days, but right through to sort of April time, it was up at around 25, 26, which is very comfortable to go away. And a lot of people like that as well.
Yeah, no, I would myself. I'd much rather those sorts of temperatures. Yeah. And I've been in Barcelona in the winter and it's very pleasant.
It's very pleasant. You know, you're walking around, you've got that lovely comfortable thing. And again, you're going to get much more bang for your buck deals-wise as well. And it wouldn't be that busy. So I definitely would recommend it as a resort. As I said, I hadn't been there before. And for people who haven't been to Salou before, I'm sure you're familiar with, you were saying you were there 10 years ago with the kids, PortAventura World.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Brilliant theme park.
It is.
Brilliant.
Absolutely amazing. I mean, it's the biggest theme park in Spain and it's the third largest in Europe. Went and visited there. I know, okay, it was hot, queues, whatever. But look, it was fine. Once you get in, you're grand. You can look at doing a 1 day, 2 parks, €56 per person, which includes the water park and the Caribe and Aquatic Park, or you can do maybe a 3-day one with 3 parks, €82 per person, which is probably the way to do it, because break it up, you know, go early one morning or go one evening, you know, when the temperatures come down a little bit and maybe it's not so busy. So you can check out PortAventuraWorld.com. As I said, it is an incredible water park, and of course you've got the Ferrari World, everything there. Great for the kids and great even if you're an adult who's trying to act like a kid, you know.
And like you said, it's one of the best theme parks in the whole of Europe. It really is.
It's
an incredible place. A reason alone to base yourself in Salou.
Very much so, yeah. I mean, a lot of people go over. And again, if you wanted to sort of do maybe a 3-day, you know, 3-day trip over there. You got that. It's a very quick flight, 2 hours, 20 minutes. You're up and you're down. And if you're thinking about going for a bit longer, which I say to a lot of people, Adrian, because, you know, we all fly into, well, I used to, everyone flies into Malaga and they go straight down to Costa del Sol to the resort. And I always say, have you been to Malaga City? No. And I'm going, you've got to explore it. It's incredible.
Best city I've ever visited. Would you believe? And I was that soldier.
Yeah.
Got off the plane, turned right, ended up in Nerca or the other direction.
Yeah.
And never visited Malaga. I was there last year.
And it's mind-blowing.
What a city.
It's stunning. And it's literally only one stop down. I'm sure you've been there. One stop down from the airport. So spend a couple of days. So what I'm saying to people is, if you went down to Roos, maybe look at doing two days in Malaga, one night in Barcelona. Go and experience a city while you're down there. Like you say, temperatures coming down, it's going to be so comfortable. You can get the public buses there. It takes about an hour and 20 minutes drive down. Lovely thing to do. If you haven't experienced Barcelona, so you have your beach for your 5 days and maybe do Barcelona. And again, you could book one-way flight down Ryanair and then fly out from Barcelona. There you go. Package done.
Absolutely. Brilliant.
Great stuff.
All right. Joe Supple is the holiday doctor. As always, Joe, thanks very much indeed for joining us on The Morning Show.
The Holiday Doctor on East Coast FM's Morning Show. Brought to you by CassidyTravel.ie, Ireland's multi-award-winning travel experts. You can visit us in one of our travel shops or online at CassidyTravel.ie.